One simple subscription and you get back-to-back podcasts from Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. One simple change can make every day epic. And with new Optus prepaid plans, every recharge is epic.
Hello, podcasters. We're currently arguing about the lyrics to Eiffel 65's Blue.
I'm not paying attention because I'm on MTV.com.
Which I believe the song is Blue. I'm Eiffel 65. You got it, Benny? Blue from Eiffel 65.
It's just got all blue things.
I believe. I thought they were saying, I'm blue, I'm in need of a guy.
Which I'll accept.
I never thought that. No.
I thought it was, if I'm blue, if I was green, I would die. If I was green, I would die.
And the actual lyrics are...
No, don't believe that. Abba D, Abba Die.
Nah, that's bullshit. That's not. That's the Illuminati stuff.
Still a good song, though. That stood the test.
And they're Italian.
Yeah, I thought they were Dutch. I don't know why.
They look Italian. I'm looking at the picture now. And they also could be on the homosexual spectrum, too. So I'm in need of a guy could work.
I thought that was the whole point of the song. I can't remember where I'd seen or read that, but I thought that was the whole point. But anyway, well, good stuff today. Danny Lakey with some unbelievable Thailand work.
Jesus. Great holiday stories. Intimate.
You know, I'll do a joke now that I didn't do.
Please.
I wasn't sure if I was allowed to or not. So he said that he went to Thailand to get a body slide.
Yeah, soapy massage.
Thank you. A soapy massage. Mm. I said, I was going to say, in Thailand, I believe that the soapy massages are done by the monks. It's called a soapy monk.
Yes! Why these guys on the big bucks?
I didn't do it. I don't know who. I don't know why. I balked.
No, I understand. I understand you. No, in this current climate, yeah, God knows. Who knows what you get in trouble for?
My last name Cavalli is Thai. I should point that out. There is a large section of my family that is Thai.
How should we be saying it?
Cavalli.
Is that how they say it?
Yeah, Thai version of a Chinese name because they all changed it because they had to sort of change it to sort of you know, like the Italians and stuff here.
Yeah, we're Rossiano instead of Russian.
Yeah. Anyway, taking kids out of school for school holidays. That was interesting. Samuel Johnson, great guy.
Rob Mills, great guy.
I love Rob Mills.
Jace, our boss, has just arrived.
Oh, what does he want?
Just to give you an update on your joke.
Oh, yeah, Jace, should that have gone to air?
What do you reckon?
I'd let that go, yeah.
You're not the moral compass. You don't even have a moral compass.
We've lined her up to come in next week.
No.
just so you can drop it again.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Okay. So, that's enough out of
us.
Bye.
Enjoy, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Good morning, Sydney.
Morning, Sydney. And voice number three, go.
Ed disappeared with a minute to go before the show started. I don't know where he is. That's okay. He'll walk in eventually. We're a good team like that. He'll just pick it up.
He's locked in the loo.
You're on Today FM Breakfast. We have a big show coming up. Of course, $200,000 Beat the Bomb is happening. Here he is.
Hey, happy hump day too, everybody.
Oh, you didn't.
We're on the stretch. We're on the home stretch.
Why are you saying... did you just say hump day?
Yeah.
No, man.
Does it make you feel worse that you're not closer to the end?
That term.
Is that now officially banned in this show?
Oh, it's been banned since my radio career began.
It's only taken me 6 months to learn this. This is good. It's a good breakthrough.
But of course, Daniel uses hump day. That makes sense.
No, I was a little bit of such a
sunrise term. Yeah. I'll tell you right now.
Let's not do it then.
Happy hump day, guys.
What would they say on the Today Show? they're leaders in broadcasting.
What's hump day? What's hump day on the Today Show?
Yeah, what would they call that?
Be more sort of.
I know where you want to go, but don't go there. I see where you want to go, and I did too. And I just let it go because he's on the warpath this week with anyone bagging him, so be careful.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Let's move on swiftly because we've got lots and lots of good stuff. You did say yes.
I did beat the bomb.
Yep, excellent work. Yep. We're going to speak to a former US congressman. He's one of the guys in the new Sacha Baron Cohen show.
Who wants to arm toddlers.
And, well, he says that he doesn't want to arm toddlers and that he was tricked into saying it by Sacha Baron.
He was tricked?
When words come out of your mouth, how are you tricked into doing that?
I read his version of events yesterday.
Are you convinced?
No, I think it's interesting, though, that if you tell someone you're recording something for one purpose and then use it for another purpose...
That's not really fair.
Yeah, that's a bit of a dodgy area.
Yeah.
He's going to talk to us about that. And then, of course, we can ask him.
Yeah,
well, do you think toddlers should have guns?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's coming up as well today. Mm. But let's get it started in a moment with some stories that you may have missed overnight.
Yeah.
Sydney, start your engines.
Start your engines, brothers.
Story to get us going. Is it the one that you may have missed or thought, oh, yeah, what is that?
This is one headline that caught my eye. I let you do all the research. I just said, can you please tell me about this? Time traveler from 2030 festival, tick, yes.
Well done, mate.
Says Tupac faked his death to avoid exposing the Illuminati.
Strong headline.
Strong headline. Now, I just want to, my understanding of the Illuminati is it is the top 2% of the wealthy in the world, and Jay-Z and Beyonce are the head of it.
Okay. So
is that what the Illuminati is?
Well, the reason that they came back into sort of favor
is
on the American $1 bill, there's the pyramid and the top section is removed and there's an eye, the all-seeing eye. And so the idea is that the Illuminati was a society formed
like stonecutters, like on The Simpsons?
Yes, but much, much older.
Okay.
As to sort of to keep, look, let's keep the people down, but let's all just get together whenever we need to.
Keep
just
to
make
societal
sure.
structures in check.
Yeah, and the idea is it's sort of been passed down since, I think it's 1500s, but I'd have to check, and that's where we are right now. So, like, people now, it would be like really high-level oligarchs, even people above that own major banks, gold Logie winners, those sorts.
I was just going to say, are you...
Inside the club, everybody. I'll let you know what happens.
Yeah.
And it's true. There is also
it like the chairman's club? Is that what it is?
The secret door with no words on it.
Yeah,
there's, there's also the idea that the Illuminati is sitting on the secret of the Holy Grail as well.
Really?
And the secret of where we apparently
What does
all
Beyonce
came from.
Have to do with all of that, though?
I don't know. Well, she runs
she's
the world.
Apparently, she's apparently the head of the Illuminati.
Traditionally,
they do that
I don't
thing,
think.
The rock symbol.
Oh, right.
You know, which is apparently supposed to be also, you know, they've got that.
I thought it was just a diamond they were putting in the air.
No, what is that? What is
the
it?
The all seeing eye.
But what's the symbol that that she makes? Rock.
Yeah, that's just a diamond, isn't it?
But I thought that was also signifying the Illuminati.
Oh, see, they wouldn't give away a symbol at a concert.
Okay. You never know.
It's blowing your cover a little.
However, this man's name is Noah.
Yeah.
He's 25 and he's already... He came out a little while ago saying that he was from from the future and that he was time traveling back. And remember, he passed a lie detector test. This was his first video a couple of months ago.
Okay.
Are you an actual time traveler from the year 2030?
Yeah.
So, Noah, a lot of people ask us if you have any actual evidence that you are a time traveler.
Yeah, so I have no physical evidence besides the thing that's in my wrist and, you know, predictions, but I'm not sure if I can give them due to a paradox.
Paradox. All right, let's hold that down.
That is really convenient. I'm a time traveler. I have a lot of predictions, but I can't tell you because of a paradox.
Nah. What's a lot of numbers?
Too.
Nah, mate, paradox. Sorry, can't
I'm
tell you.
I'm a time traveler too.
Paradox. Now, he hasn't called Paradox on, though.
That's so convenient.
So you're from 2030.
Yeah, of course he
Which
is
not even really that far in the future. Like, can you go, like, further down the track?
That's so true. It's only 12 years away. I'm not that impressed.
Lame.
I'm actually not that impressed.
Oh, yeah.
When you said 2030, I was like, whoa. And then you're right. It's 12
That's
years 12 away.
Years away. It's like three Olympics.
That's the most pathetic time travel. Yes. Go further. The DeLorean's broken, dickhead.
So, this is what he's got to say about Tupac faking his death and exposing the Illuminati. Take it away, Noah.
I've had a big experience with Illuminati. You know, not Illuminati doesn't exist, but something similar that's not called Illuminati and it doesn't have, you know, a symbol of a triangle in the eye. That doesn't exist. But what we do have. Is a different version of Illuminati in the government. The actual symbol is an owl, right? And when I was in the future, I was trying to get as much information as possible from anybody. And I was able to figure out that Tupac isn't dead, but he was in a critical state for about a year after, like a couple months after his, you know, death.
Wow, you come back with that piece of information.
So that was his big... That's his big... It's very relevant. When did Tupac die?
96, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Some good use
of time.
Well,
biggest selling musician of all time with 75 million records, but who cares?
I don't think of all time.
No, not of all time.
I think
time.
Michael Jackson might have something to say
if
about
you're
that.
Read
I, said
it,
one,
if
you... I said one of.
Right, I'll ask the time traveler.
All right, we're out. Take it to the time traveler.
It's bloody paradox.
Joined in the studio by Lakey, the overnight maestro. Get around him. Good morning, Lakey.
Get around me. Yeah. Yep. Just a quick get around me this time because we already did it before, so I'll get straight into
it. He's still prepared to clap himself into the room, which I like.
I mean, just a little icebreaker to get it in, build a bit of ambiance.
So now the ambience is built. You wanted to tell us about you were in the break that we all had. You went to Laos and Thailand, and you were hoping for some romance. And it didn't go well.
Yeah, kind of. So, yeah, the end bit was to go to Thailand for the last 5 days and sort of finish with a bit of a bang. You know, obviously, we've talked about my swinging and my single lifestyle before and stuff. Absolutely. But this is a place where you can kind of get away with different things that probably, you know, you don't really have the chance to do back in Australia, at least not for the same monetary value.
You know? I see what you mean. You're going to expand your horizons.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Open your eyes. Okay, I'm not sure what you mean, but okay.
Well, look, there's
I already know what you get up to here. I'm not sure that there is another level that doesn't involve mini trams and dwarfs.
Oh, but there is.
Okay.
So obviously the mainstream sort of things people do is more, you know, they sleep with someone over there and whatnot. And I was doing a lot of research and different ways that you can get your kicks on Route 66 over there. And me being a textures man, someone who responds very positively to touch and skin and sensations and smooth textures, came across this thing called a soapy massage.
Interesting.
Yes. Now, this is something, as far as I'm aware, that's pretty unique to Thailand. And this is where you go and essentially you'll be bathed. And then
like Jesus,
and you'll be all suds, soaped up, detergents, etc.
That sounds normal.
What can only be described as maybe a 4x4 meter bathroom.
Yeah,
sure. And you'll meet with
someone bathes you like an infant.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
good old soak. I mean, I assume that was part of it. I assume they didn't just see me and thought, oh, you know what, we better scrub this guy.
Every time I see you, I want to scrub you.
Sorry, excuse me. The first thing we do is a 9-hour bath.
It's going to marinate you in Dettol for the day before we get into it.
It's a bath in hand sanitizer.
Okay, so you had a soapy massage.
Had a soapy bath. And then what happens is there's this inflatable blow-up plastic kids paddling pool. And it's filled with a thin layer of detergent and water, which makes this sort of soapy, thin filming.
Like a slip and slide.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Right.
And then I get nude. The beautiful Thai lady gets nude, and then there's body slides up and down and up and down and all sorts of textures, which is great for me because there are visual people out there. There are people that respond well to hearing and sound and taste.
No, you're a text guy.
I'm a textures man.
You're a textures guy. Yeah, so, absolutely. That's why you're always getting kicked out of Spotlight. Yeah.
These are smooth, soft, supple. My body on her body and sliding up.
We get that.
Looks very nice. So what I thought? Oh my god, this is the end. Like this is it. I've reached the final level. This is what I've been searching for my whole life. It was a very magical moment.
Awakening.
Yeah, I was stuck in this dimension. I'm like, my god, this is so slippery. This is like a human dolphin. This is fantastic.
Beautiful. Two dolphins.
Quit my job and move over there. Teach English on Skype. Just use all my Thai baht for these body slides. It was fantastic. Soapy massages were the way of the future. And for the first 4 minutes, it was fantastic. I was just absolutely loving it. You couldn't wipe the grin off my face. And then what starts as a small itch turns into a bit of a scratch. And the next thing I know, my nether regions have reacted poorly, and it must have been something to do with the pH level. And long story short, I've now got a first degree burn downstairs.
What?
Oh. On your wang?
Yep.
You got knob burn?
It's like a traffic cone down there at the moment, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. What, you mean an abrased dolphin skin?
Just some rot has set in down there, finally. I'm not surprised.
You would have thought I'd built up a protective layer over the years.
Where's your natural antibodies now?
Like, my Lord.
Everything about that is disturbing. I don't even know. Like, I need to question you off air where we're not breaking all the codes. Because I don't understand the whole phenomenon. I'm going to ask you lots of questions when we can't get taken off air.
It was a great slippery feeling. It was texture ecstasy.
Danny Lakey, you can hear you at times where that story.
Just so I know, you've actually paid someone to lather up, take a run up at you and slide off your body.
Yes.
I thought that'd be the strongest region of your body.
What a time to be alive, guys.
It's good fun.
And it's sort of soapy and it takes. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
It's a textures thing, guys. I mean, maybe you're more taste or visual people. I'm a textures man.
You're not an interior designer, dickhead.
I'm a textures man.
Get him off.
See your textures.
Go and hide the morning fresh.
Bye, textures. Block that call. Thank you very much. We need somebody who can talk about. Blockers available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. That's absolutely correct. Thanks to Blockers, available on DVD, Blu-ray, digital, $500. All you got to do is be on the line at the end of a 30-second timer.
You just keep us going. It's $500. All you got to do is just keep us entertained for 30 seconds. Any way you can sing.
Yeah.
Tell a story, whatever.
And yesterday, we started the timer and there was a young man by the name of Michael from Padstow that was first up. Now, I blocked him because I thought that he wasn't listening. And but I have learnt since then, Benny told us today that he hadn't pushed the button.
Sorry.
So Michael couldn't even speak to us if he tried.
Oh, we illegally blocked him. I see.
So Michael has been put to the head of the queue. Now, Michael, I know you can hear me at the moment. So when the timer goes, you're going to do what it is that you could do yesterday. And let's
the whole time?
Well, let's just see how he goes.
That's
well,
actually, tiring.
We'll even say hello. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Ooh, see, that was close.
Ooh, you nearly got fucked again, Michael.
That was really close, Michael.
Okay.
Okay, so the time is going to start now. Take it away, Michael.
Here we go.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy.
Don't make it laugh.
I knew last night on the couch that you probably hate me, but you gave me a shot. You're so hot. Come on, Tracy, show me what you got. Pull it down, he wins. Come on, Michael.
No, keep going.
Are we still going?
He's running out of steam.
Hey,
Michael, you did it. Michael, stop it.
Stop, Michael.
Well done, bud.
Well done, buddy. You've won $500.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, guys.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that too, man.
Good job.
Good beatboxing. That easy. If you missed out, we'll play again tomorrow. It is 6:30.
That's taking up some brain space. You need to clear.
I love that.
You need to clear that brain space now.
Married at First Sight, Dean's rap. It lives in the hearts of many.
No, just you, I think.
What's he doing now?
Just you.
What's his relevance to the world?
Well, Dean was at the Logies, wasn't he, Grant?
Yeah, I think I saw him there.
Again, I'll repeat my question.
Yeah, that's true. Hang on. It's been told to me that he runs a media company.
Oh. Not well.
I think it's Channel 7. Well played.
Get all the M, Grant, and Ed you've missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Guys, joined in the studio by Lackey Jack. Hello, Lackey Jack.
Good morning.
Ye of the student Botox forehead.
Yes, it's wearing off, though.
Yeah, you're so paranoid about that. It looks extraordinary. It's not wearing off.
No, and you've got that kind of angular eyebrow look now.
Yeah, I know.
The surprise look?
No, like it's almost like he's planning something dastardly.
Yeah. Like Battlefield Earth. Yeah. If you look
at
John Travolta.
I was at the Mamma Mia premiere last night and Rhonda Birchmore had the same look.
No, she was just wondering what you were doing there. That's what. So, Jack, your other claim to fame is you do a great job with us. You go out and you do happy hour trivia, which is where you go to bars after the patrons have had a couple and you ask them trivia questions.
Yes, correct.
And on the whole, they don't do particularly well.
No, people tend to, when put on the spot, knowledge doesn't flow very easily for a lot of people.
And to be fair, they've also had a few raspberries.
Mm, that's what's been flowing. More
yes.
Importantly.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Kimmel's done a version of this, but he's gone in broad daylight.
To presumably sober people.
Absolutely.
Yes.
In the middle of the day in downtown Los Angeles, and he's got a big map of the world. Now, what's one of the big knocks on Americans that people go to?
They don't really know anything other than America.
Yeah. Exactly. They don't have passports. They don't travel. No. They don't know much about the rest of the world.
They sometimes don't even know their own country.
That's true. But I reckon I could be guilty of that too. Like geography-wise, I've struggled to know where Broome is. It's in Western Australia.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, I would have said Northern Territory for
fair enough. Fine, Sandy.
Top northwest corner of the country.
All right, Sandy.
This guy should technically know every single state and territory.
Cable
of this
Beach.
Country.
You can ride camels.
The camels.
On cable.
Yeah.
Cable Beach. Cable. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's good. Yeah.
Well done, mate.
Stunning.
So, Jimmy Kimmel's got a map.
Sunset over the water. Sorry, carry on.
All right. Jimmy Kimmel's got a map of the world out. And all he did was ask Americans through his assistant, you hear their voice, to point to various countries and continents. This is just a snippet of how it went.
Can you name any country on this map?
Africa?
That's a continent.
Oh, God.
We had the country of Asia.
Nope, that's a continent, and Russia.
Oh, damn. Man, it's been a while since I've been in school.
Can you name any countries in Africa?
God, no. Who knows stuff like that?
South America.
That's a continent.
Oh, my God. Shouldn't I be taught this in school?
I would hope so.
Did you go to high school?
Yes.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, that's the sad part.
right. College graduates that don't know the difference between...
Or can't name a single African country?
Not a single... not even South Africa. Just have a go.
But also doesn't know that South America... Okay. Okay.
Pretty full on.
Yeah.
Jack.
Yes.
Your task this week is to do the same thing.
Okay.
I want you to go out with a map of the world when you do your happy hour trivia. And I want to, because there's a big industry in, oh, Americans are dumb. There's a big industry in that.
Yes. We'll be giving you an example of that at 7 something whenever we're talking to him.
When we talk to a bloke that's on the new Sacha Baron Cohen show without him knowing.
Yes.
So, Jack, I want you to go out this week. I want you to have a big map of the world. I want to see how people go.
Okay.
Don't take Grant with you because he'll bore people to death with stories of dairies.
Now listen. Today FM's Sing It Out, Sydney. Sing a simple melody.
Yeah. At 7 o'clock, yes, absolutely right. You just know the next line of a popular song. You win yourself some money. And today we say hello to...
Monica in Normanhurst. Hello, Monica.
Good morning. Oh, I can't believe I got through.
Apparently, you're coming in hot. Apparently, you're really confident.
I am. I am excited and nervous at the same time.
All right.
All right.
$800 up for grabs if you can do it.
Okay, let's do this.
All right. We're going to play the song. As soon as it stops, you start singing the next line. Here we go.
Oh, damn, I don't know this one. No, I haven't got it.
Have a go.
All right.
Have a go.
Just have a crack.
Anything.
So just let...
You're my best friend.
Yeah.
Something.
Nah.
Something.
No, you're right. You don't know.
No, you're right.
Let's hear what the correct was. Now that we've got each other, the best things in life are free, Monica.
Damn.
Damn.
She gets $100, though. Anyway.
You still get $100 for trying.
Yeah, you get $100.
Oh, thanks, guys. It's awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well played. Okay, another chance to have a swing with MC after we finish. Guys, follow-up story next. The other day I asked for our listeners' advice and to you guys as to whether or not my wife and I should perhaps think about another baby. Our first child is 10 months old.
Woo, time to move out, Arnie.
Because we met a squishy four-month-old.
That so much cuter.
That was just so sniffable.
Yeah.
There's been an update. Guys, do you remember the other day I was asking people, and we got some lovely advice on whether or not it's time for my wife and I to think about a second child?
Yes. How could we forget? Poor Arnie, he hasn't recovered.
10 months old.
Yeah. Along in the tooth. Yeah.
Because we met a four-month-old that was squishy.
So much cuter. Oh,
smelled great.
Oh, so 2018.
Little face.
Arnie's so 2017.
Isn't he, though?
Yeah.
Little sausage arms.
Yeah, he's about you. Is that you? Sorry. Oh no, that was the baby. So
the baby.
And then we got some nice advice. Some people saying yeah. Some people saying go for it. A lot of people saying don't do it. Whatever you're doing, you're crazy. One of Tiff's friends has a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a follow up. I mentioned that my mother-in-law is quite keen for this.
Yes.
So what I'd like you to do now is open up the picture that I've given you both. So have a look at that now and describe what you're seeing.
A very beautiful blonde baby with blue eyes, and she's got a lovely white dress on and a hand-knitted blue cardigan.
Mm. It's a beautiful little cardi.
Yeah. When I got home, my wife showed, look at what my mum's just sent me. After she heard the spot, she sent a text message that said, I heard what Ed said on the radio, and I found this image of what your daughter will look like. Yes. She's very beautiful. No time like the present.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's a direct instruction to go into the bedroom and produce one now.
But this is just a little Nancy Carty pattern with the adorable little sleeves as a perfect cover up for fairy tale dresses for those cool summer parties.
And she also said, because she's a knitter, and I can knit that cardigan.
Oh my God.
It does look like it's got your kind of close together blue eyes, Tiff's blonde hair. It does now. It does look a lot like you.
It does.
It's not a bad.
It actually does.
It's not bad. It's not a bad. We'll put it up. It's not a bad.
Did she Google image search for some time? Like, what is she popping into the search bar of Google?
Yeah, I don't know.
Babies that look like Ed Cavalier. Oh, no, that's something I need to Google immediately.
We'll put that one up. And she has followed it up with, if you guys would like a weekend away, I could look after Arnold.
Okay, your mother-in-law.
Oh my God!
Flat out pimping her daughter now.
She's going to start putting things in your drink.
Amazing.
Just loosen you up to make sure it does happen. You got to watch out, man. You're under attack.
I do. Tonight on your ABC and iView is You Can't Ask That.
It's back.
Oh, you have not been introduced as yet.
Oh, sorry.
Don't break protocol. He doesn't like it.
That is the interrupting voice of Rob Millsy Mills.
Yes.
Morning, guys. Morning,
so,
Sydney.
You can't ask that is basically all about reality TV contestants.
Tonight's episode,
yeah,
yes.
Tonight. So I completely understand the questions you would have been asked, yeah, but just throw some at me.
So did you used to be someone? Should I know who you are?
That's a good one.
Yeah, ooh. I get that. Do we go to school?
Should I know you? Yeah. Should I know? He's like, I don't know. Should you? I can't make up your mind for you.
Okay, there's one.
Yeah,
Is there anything nastier than that?
So what's it like not being famous?
Yeah. That's fun.
That's a bit of fun.
Right. That's fun.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
People assuming you have money.
Yeah, people. Yeah.
Why are you working? Weren't you on the telly?
Weren't you on TV? Don't you have like a stack of money?
No one cares about me anymore.
Only have money when you work. So, like, that's a normal job. It's a normal thing.
What was the... So you guys were on Australian Idol.
Many years ago, yes.
What?
You were same series too, yeah?
No, he was one. I was two. And gotcha. Famously, him and Shannon Knoll ruined everything for season two.
Why?
We weren't even allowed
to
sing.
Shannon Knoll is a legend and he's an icon of this country.
I won't
hear a bad word about it.
We were banned from singing the national anthem at the AFL Grand Final because of his and Knowles' behaviour after the fact.
Did you have a bit of fun, did you?
Why? Just look, too much time on the dance floor?
I don't want to go into detail. We had a great time. I think the truth is Mike Brady wanted that spot back. If someone's going to sing Up There Kazaley,
I'd one dream.
And the Idols took over. I was waiting for some sort of sniper rifle scene with Mike Brady in the audience, just going, where are we at?
Let's not forget how enormous Australian Idol was.
Yep.
The first few seasons, it was clearly the biggest thing on TV and the biggest thing culturally.
Mm.
And I did assume when people finished on Australian Idol, I was young myself, I was like, oh, these guys must be rich. They must be doing these national tours. There were stadium tours. Were you guys getting ripped off?
So yes. What were we getting, like 300 a week?
In the house.
In the house.
And then on the tour.
Was it like 500 a show or something?
I negotiated for the team. We offered $2,000 for every show.
Okay.
That's Rod Laver.
Yeah, so they're selling 10,000 seats for
15,000
for $100 a ticket. They're giving us not even $1,000 each.
Oh my god.
Let's get a bit of a team huddle.
You got a union happening.
And I said, I think we should ask for a bit more money. No, that's pretty good. I'm like, no, it's not.
Wow.
Let's do the maths. So anyway, I managed to get us $2,500 a show.
Well done, Robbie.
Which you're still living off.
Yeah, still.
But you don't. And then also, people forget, like, Guy Sebastian didn't own his image for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, he had to give away half of everything for 10 years.
Had to keep the throw for
appearances.
He's like, boom, I'm shaping it off now.
You've done so many other things since. Like, you have done so many other things.
Mm. Let's not talk about the Up Late Game Show of the Mint, which is a great show. Commonly known as Hot Dog's Best Show.
I will not hear a bad word against
Come
the
on,
Mint.
That
in the German version, you know why it didn't work? Because I happened to be in Germany for the World Cup and they said the Mint was on. I was like, oh, what's the German Mint? In the German Mint, the host would strip if you got a question right.
I would have done that.
That would have worked.
Millsy would have done it.
I would have done it. I would do anything.
So you not only did that, you then went in for more punishment with Hard Chat.
Oh, yeah, I've gone in.
So, jeez, that's a double ego blow for you.
That's going in tonight.
That's on tonight.
That's on the weekly tonight.
How'd you find it? Because it can be pretty brutal. He goes straight for the ribs. Did he get you hard? Did he get
Where
you
did
early?
He go first.
He went straight to Paris.
Wow.
The very first question.
Paris Hilton, first up.
And I went, oh, Tom. And he's like, well, this is it.
This is it.
Was it one of those things where you walk away afterwards and you do just a little bit of crying in the corner afterwards? Because it can take some time to recover when he does a good one on you.
Yeah, I put some Evanescence on in the car. And I was, oh, look at me. I've got two older brothers, so I'm used to like copping a lot of flack.
It's true.
And Em's a pretty good friend, so like I'm used to some pretty honest.
I'm his best friend, so he'll often get an intervention. I did give you an intervention a couple of weeks ago. I rang him and I said, "You won't like this, but it's an intervention."
You're 36.
I said, "You're 36.
Find someone and settle down."
I said, "Stop being the tragic guy in the club at 4 a.m. Rob, you're 36."
But you know what you could do?
I wasn't the tragic.
The Bachelor.
Guy.
You'd be a great bachelor.
Oh, please don't. I can't
you
live through that
with
him. You
would be a great bachelor. That is a good idea.
No.
You're funny, you're smart, you're entertaining. You'll be the first bloke that we actually enjoy watching in there.
Come on, mate. Right.
Don't. Please do not put that idea in his mind. I can't.
Look at him. His eyes are twinkling with the idea.
I'm twinkling. Okay, how does it work? How does the bachelor work?
It's simple.
You
and like
roses,
10 hot chicks.
10 hot women, you give out roses. You are a millionaire. You do own multiple properties, so you qualify.
Okay, right.
So.
And then you pick one at the end and you date them for 2 weeks and then you move on with your life.
This is great.
Yeah, and you end up on Ninja Warrior.
He already does that. But that's his real life. He dates 10 women
TV.
At a time.
He's just getting paid to do it now.
On TV.
You get to hang out with Osha. Maybe you used to know him as Andrew G. You get to hang out with him again.
Do I have to strip?
Yes.
Yes, you actually do.
Okay, great. Okay. I get paid to strip. Great.
All right.
More money than the mints.
Career advice. That's for sure.
Millsy, you can't ask that. It's on tonight. Good on you. I'll tell a story off air to you about the time that I took a photo pretending to be you with Tim Minchin at the Broadway Hotel. That was good fun.
Oh my God.
The only way to get even more M. Grant and Ed is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au.
So, 13 10 60. Do you think it's okay to take your kids on holiday during the school term, or do you think that holidays should just be when the holidays are prescribed and airfares are double as is accommodation and everything's packed and there's a line for everything? And why would you do it to yourself?
I'm going to say that you don't think that.
Correct. You know me so well. It's like we're one.
Because
the Education Department in WA has really come out and New South Wales said to follow, saying that you are breaking the law. You are breaking the law if you take your kid on holidays outside of the school term.
Gee, that's tough.
So is there a age limit? So are they saying up to a certain? Because I imagine that parents wouldn't do it if their child was about to finish year 12.
Oh no, you just wouldn't.
Yeah, but I'm saying so that's illegal. But also taking like a second grader out for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Is also illegal.
Yes.
Wow.
People are actively discouraged to be not away for more than 10 consecutive days. So that's, you know what I mean?
See.
So they're saying
I see, I see.
New South Wales Education Department said, we encourage families to travel during the school holidays. If you don't, you've got to take it up with the principal. You've got to get permission.
Gotcha. But not illegal at this stage for New South Wales. WA. I think there's a bit of fat around a holiday, like the week before, the week after. I think those zones are okay for reasons of travel and congestion. Sometimes you can't get flights and hotels in that period. So I think that's okay. But if you've got to pluck a kid out midterm, I think it's got to be an experience that could grow the kid. You know, you're either going somewhere special or, you know, it can't just be for no reason.
Mate, don't tell me when I can go on holidays. That's my first thing.
Really?
I will go on holidays when I want to go on holidays when it suits me financially. Do you know how expensive it is to travel during school holidays?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you even know? And I just feel like I'm always going to go, if we have gone on many overseas holidays during the term, and my kids learn so much while we're away with the, you know, the
That's what I'm saying. You're getting something out of it. Yeah, culturally, there might be something that they can learn and observe.
Sometimes we're lying on a beach, and they're observing coral, and they're observing the tides. Figured out tide going in, going out. We had that knockdown argument. Here you go, Ed. My daughter thinks that when the tide is coming in, that's it's actually going out because it's coming from its home, which is the horizon. Odie says the tides start at the horizon.
Yeah, well, she would have been great before sort of Galileo and Copernicus. Yeah. She would have had a really great time.
But she will stand there and argue till she cries that it is going out for the day and then it comes home at night. And you can't argue with it. We need more beach holidays.
There's nothing you can do with that.
Clearly.
So what do you think? 13 10 60, the point you make about cost, I think, is a very, very good one because it's pretty naughty the way that everyone jacks up their prices for school holidays because they know it's coming.
Yeah.
And maybe I know people that have taken kids out for like 6 months and done a huge overseas trip before their kids get, quote, too old.
Right entrenched.
Yeah. So they want to do a big trip so the kids get all that life experience, but they don't think that it's going to affect their schooling too much at certain times.
I don't think the education department should be allowed to tell families how they can live their lives. I think if your kids aren't turning up and you're at home and they're not turning up because you're just being slack, that's one thing. But I think if you want to go on a holiday, more power to you.
Okay. Even if it's Disneyland?
Oh my God, so educational.
The effect of sugar on children.
Sugar, yeah. Money.
On 13/10/60, should the education department be able to legally tell you when and when not to take your holidays?
Well, it's now becoming illegal in Western Australia to take your kids out during school term. What the hell, man? What, are the cops going to turn up on my way to Disneyland? Is that what's going to happen?
Arrest you at the airport before you get on the plane.
I'd test that. I'd fly in the face of that. I lived in Perth. I'm come and arrest me, guys. Come on, come at me, bro.
Come and find me.
Yeah.
So Mel from Oakville. Mel, how many kids have you got?
I actually have four.
Okay, four. And do you, but you also on the other side of this, because what do you work as?
I'm actually a travel agent.
Perfect person to speak to. Okay. Mel, your thoughts?
I actually think it's kind of crap. I'd be taking my kids whenever I want to take my kids, and I have done that. Mm-hmm. And I see also being a travel agent how expensive the school holidays are. Mm-hmm. So I'm all for taking them out outside of school holidays whenever you feel like it. Okay, the government tries to tell you how to parent enough, let alone tell you when you can have a holiday.
So, Mel, the guys here have been talking about the premium that's put on the top for school holiday times. As a travel agent, how much more is it to travel during school holidays?
It could be thousands. Like, we're currently in school holidays at the moment, and I've just booked people another 2 weeks later, and they've saved themselves about $3,000 for a trip to Fiji.
The flights can double, Mel, can't they?
100%.
Yeah.
Well, demand dictates price, obviously. That's why the prices go up. But it's kind of like what service stations do on weekends. They know that you're available, got more time, so you end up filling up your car, and that's why the prices are higher. So that's kind of like a strategy for them that's annoying. But
that is such a huge difference.
It's massive, $3,000. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Mel. Now, Beck from Prospect, what do you think?
Well, see, I'm totally against it. I'm sorry, but, you know, a children's education is very important, and taking them out is not something that's, I think it's very selfish, to be honest, really.
Yes, it is, Beck. I want a good holiday that costs me not much. I am selfish.
So, Beck, do you think it's different?
Yeah. I admit it.
Well, you know, it's not fair on the kids. They're missing out on a lot of education.
Oh, yeah, they're devastated. They're so upset.
So there's no reason at all you'd pull your kids out?
For something really important like a wedding or a funeral, of course. But for a holiday, not really, no.
Good on you, Beck. You're a sensible parent.
Thank you, Beck. What about that thing they do at some private schools in year 9, is it, where they send them all out sort of into the bush for 6 months?
Well, my daughter goes to a bush school, so they went to the city for a year. So the year 9 year was in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're from the bush. Yeah, okay. They do that.
So, Rachel from Blacktown, should you be able to go on holidays whenever you want?
Absolutely. I think calling it selfish is a little bit outrageous. I think, who's putting value on education over a life experience that children absolutely need?
Yes, Rachel.
And family time. I'm an advocate for education, but I'm also an advocate for children to experience life outside of the education curriculum, because we all know that's absolutely flawed. I'm a big believer in life experience and family time, and I also believe that the school can kind of dictate when, you know, if they're having a sick day, then the children are dispersed into other classrooms. That's not valuable teaching. Sports days, they're left. You know, there's lots of things like that. So absolutely, as long as it's a meaningful experience that's not, you know, copious amounts of time, I believe it can be enriching for children.
So if you extend that logic, though, Rachel, someone like, is it the Jolies, that none of them have ever been to a school? They're all homeschooled / tutored. They're on their own time.
Jolly Pits.
Jolly Pits the whole time, Rachel. By extension of your logic, doesn't that mean that would be the ideal situation?
Mm-hmm. Look, I think everyone's life, everyone's entitled to their own way they want to teach their children. And I obviously send my children to school, and I believe in the school system, but I also think life experience and the way you bring up your children can be very influential. I don't believe the school system is the only way to teach, and I believe life skills are more enriching than people tend to put value on.
Yeah, schooling's is not going to be the only thing that fills up their little cup. Yeah, life experiences are right.
If I can marry Brad Pitt and have multiple children,
then so be it. Then
if that's what has to happen,
then so be it.
Sure.
Jane from Cronulla, bring us home. Should the Department of Education be able to tell you when to go on holiday?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, look, I'm not into world travel. If you want to do it in the holidays. Education is important. It is a known fact. If kids have more than 10 days off a year, exciting. I just think, come on, guys. You've got 12 weeks to have a holiday. And the kids are at school max 6 hours, 7 hours a day. Influence them in the other hours. Do that in other time. School is for school. Yes. I'm sick of hearing parents go, oh, but it's all about world experience, life experience. Do it in the 12-week holiday. Do it after school.
But it's so expensive, Janie. So expensive, mate. So expensive, well, buddy. Come on, Janie.
And teach them another lesson about saving money.
There we go, Jane. Yes.
You're the worst, Jane.
Jane wins today. Jane's had a win.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has called Trump a fanboy of Putin. He's made himself a little Nana selfie video. You know when old people do selfies and it's down under their chin?
Yeah, it was.
And he looks old, I have to tell you. Here's what he had to say about the
President Trump.
Here's what he had to say about the press conference between Putin and Trump.
President Trump, I just saw your press conference with President Putin, and it was embarrassing. I mean, you stood there like a little wet noodle. Like a little fanboy. I mean, I was asking myself, when are you going to ask him for an autograph or for a selfie or something like that?
Just like
wet noodle.
Yeah. Let me hear
wet noodle.
Say it again.
Wet noodle.
Say it again.
Wet noodle.
Say it again.
Wet noodle.
Don't you think it makes you want a wet noodle?
Yeah. Wet noodle.
There's something so tactile about the way he says it.
Yeah, and he's probably at the age now where the noodle probably is a bit wet.
100% it's wet.
Wet noodle.
Wet noodle.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Wow.
Ooh, sick burn, honey. Nickelodeon has announced that Rugrats is coming back.
Chucky and the kids.
Oh, I loved this show so much. Tommy will be back. Angelica. Yeah, they're just going to reboot it. I don't know how.
As a cartoon again?
As a cartoon again.
Okay, great.
Yep, it's going to be a CGI.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't really stood the test of time. Have you seen it, like, recently?
The animation's
pretty rough.
It's not great. I know. I sat down with my kids. Guys, this used to be my favourite cartoon. Tough. And then Odie sat there because she watches this new Transformers thing on Netflix. And she was like, Mum, it's terrible.
Yeah, this is lame.
Yeah, new CGI.
New CGI.
What else do I want to talk about? What else do I have? Stranger Things. Oh, no, just quickly. Before I get to Stranger Things. Thomas Markle. Okay, Thomas Markle Sr., obviously Meghan Markle's father, will not shut up. He has got verbal diarrhea at the moment, and he's going to anyone who'll talk. He's apparently on a tell-all with TMZ, where he has said that he could die at any moment. No one will give him Megan's phone number, and she's faking her smile for the cameras because she's secretly miserable.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Now, apparently, Meghan and Harry just want him to shut up, and he's saying that they have sent several messages through AIDS, saying, you know, can you maybe just not speak up anymore? Mm. So that's just got a bee in his bonnet.
Oh, no.
So it's hectic at the moment with the Markles.
No good, Markles.
And finally, yes, Stranger Things 3, the teaser has revealed a new character, a new setting. And look, have a listen.
Earth, America, Indiana, Hawkins, a growing patriotic community and a shining example of the American dream. Today, Hawkins is taking another step into the future with the brand new Star Court Mall.
Yeah.
So things seem to be set around the Star Court Mall.
Families. Friends.
Stop it now, it's boring. So I'm very excited.
When's
and
that out?
Yeah, what's it dropping?
It's just saying summer 2019.
Their summer.
So
their summer,
July,
so July. Yeah, so a while.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be big.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
That's it.
Today FM's $200,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
At 7 minutes past eight, Today FM's $200,000 Beat the Bomb. This morning we say hello to Amy in Windsor.
Oh my God, hi. Oh my God. I can't believe I got this.
Well done, you made it through. Okay, how would the money help if we could get you some?
Oh, I just, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm speechless.
Gather, Amy. No, gather. Come on. Rally.
I have a four-year-old daughter who has been dying to go on a plane ride, and I would love to take her somewhere, just, you know, just give her that experience.
Amazing.
She's such a beautiful little girl.
What's her name,
It would be just amazing. Her name is Chloe.
Hello, Chloe.
All right. Let's do it for Chloe.
Okay, so cash bomb is loaded. Now, you got to yell stop. You'll receive the last cash amount revealed. If the bomb goes off, you're going to get nothing. So let's okay. listen closely here. Amy, you're composed. You're ready to light the fuse?
I am so ready for this.
Let's
yes.
light that fuse.
$500. $870. $1,150.
Stop.
Yep.
Good guy. Good idea.
Well done, Amy.
There we go, Amy.
Thank you guys so much. I'm like crying.
You and Chloe can go off to Queensland or whatever you want.
I am so excited. She's going to fly. She's going to love it so much. Thank you guys.
Oh, enjoy your first little flight together. What a cool little experience. Thanks, Amy.
Wait, Grant.
Thank you, Amy. You've got $1,150. Would you like to see how far you could have gone?
Oh, not really, but let's have it.
Take it away.
$1,520. $1,800.
Oh, my God.
Solid play.
Pretty good.
That's amazing. You guys are the best. I am so stoked. Thank you. Oh, so
I love
much.
Hearing stoked in a non-surfing capacity. Well played, Amy. That is $1,150 for you. We are going to play again at this time today, FM's $200,000 Beat the Bomb.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M, Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
US politics has never been a bigger story, I don't think. You got the Trump-Putin stuff overnight. People seem to be more invested globally in US politics than perhaps any time since, I don't know, JFK or the Cold War.
Agreed.
And at the moment, it is the Sacha Baron Cohen. You will know him in his former incarnations as Borat and Ali G.
Booyakasha. My name be Ali G.
My name is Borat. Wow, wow, wee, wow.
And he's back, Em and Grant, with a new show, which is premiered on Stan, called Who is America?
Yes, and he dresses up as an Israeli colonel. So we've had the first episode air, Eran Morad. And what we've seen so far, he enlisted several Republican lawmakers and activists to make a video aimed at arming children as young as three.
Yes.
And teaching them how to even possibly use a grenade.
Yes.
And he recorded people like Philip Van Cleave, Larry Pratt, Trent Lott, and a former congressman turned radio host who is joining us now.
Joe Walsh. So we'll hear, this is what, this is from taken directly from the show.
Yes.
So this is what Joe is saying in the show. Here we go.
The intensive 3-week kindergarten course introduces specially selected children from 12 to 4 years old to pistols, rifles, semi-automatics, and a rudimentary knowledge of mortars. In less than a month, a first grader can become a first grenader. Happy shooting, kids.
Wow. Okay. Now, we're joined.
Wow.
He's taken time to speak to us. He's got his own radio show.
Yeah.
The Joe Walsh Show. And from the Joe Walsh Show, good morning, Joe.
That's incredible. Who said that craziness about arming kindergartners with guns?
You did.
Oh, my God.
Joe Walsh, I'm going to flat out point blank ask you, should we arm 3- and 4-year-olds with grenades?
I love you. I could kiss you. I'm so glad somebody asked me directly. No, hell no. We should not arm 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds.
Oh, but 6- and 7-year-olds are fine?
Why did you say it then?
No. Not 6, 7, or 8 years old. Look, here's the deal. Of course I don't believe that. I don't know who believes that. Sacha Baron Cohen is brilliant, and he fooled me, and he fooled a bunch of people. Again, it's a long story, but they flew me out to Washington, D.C. to give me a big award as a friend of Israel. They had me read a bunch of stuff off a teleprompter, and in the middle of that, they had me read this little bit about what Israel does with children and guns, because Israel has to be pretty extreme. So, look, as I read that, I'm thinking, this is kind of crazy, but it's Israel, and Israel does some pretty far-out things. And the next thing I knew, we found out the next day that it was all a big fraud.
Are you pulling the Ron Burgundy defense? Is that what you've just done? You just said,
I know I sound like that.
You do, Joe.
No, hey, look, this is the world we live in now. Both sides do this. Both sides try to trap people to say stupid things. I've had a number of people over the last 8 or 9 years try to get me to say stupid stuff. Every now and then, I let my guard down, and I let my guard down on this one.
Are you aware how bad, though, it does look? Like, do you have to own your own words, though, surely? Because you're quite media savvy. You're a radio host, so surely there were some alarm bells at some point for you.
Yeah, there were. But, again, the context. Sasha flies me out to D.C. He puts me up in a hotel. He gives me this big award. He interviews me for 45 minutes about Israel, and then he has me read off of a teleprompter for about 15 minutes about other products that Israel is innovative over. So wedged within all of that is this little 45 seconds about this Israeli gun program. So yes.
Yeah, right. So Joe, I see what you're saying. You're saying that you were told it was for one purpose. So then when he takes it away and he has the power of the edit and edits it into a segment about America, then he's changed the context of it back away again for comedic effect.
And that's the only thing that pisses me off is, as I was reading it, I was told this is what Israel does. And yes, still a little wacky, right? 4 and 5 year olds.
More than a little, Joe. More than a little. And I'm sure, have you learned never to ever say things you don't particularly believe again, pointed at a camera?
Well, no, partly. But what I've really learned is to totally vet any group now that's going to come give me an award.
I watched the first episode, and we're going to put the photos up on our social.
Mm.
His makeup to me, just on the, because I know that makeup looks different in real life. The makeup looks ridiculous.
He looked a bit dodge?
Well, no. Hey, guys, Sasha did not interview me.
Ah.
Oh, no. Yeah. I need to make that point. Sasha Baron Cohen didn't interview me. Somebody else interviewed me. He might have been in the room because there were two or three people in the background that I really didn't see. Well. But no, they had somebody else interview me and give me the award. I would have recognized him.
Yeah, that's okay. So that is something that was struck me when you see the first episode, and we'll put the pictures up on our social.
Yeah.
All right, Joe Walsh, the Joe Walsh Show is the name of your radio program, former congressman. It would be remiss of us not to speak about the president while we've got you here.
Joe, can I ask you, do you regret your support of Donald Trump given what's gone on?
No, I don't regret it, but I can no longer support him. Yesterday, guys, was the final straw for me.
Mm.
He betrayed America. Look, in America, I'm a conservative. I'm a Tea Party conservative, and I did vote for him. But yesterday was the final straw. He betrayed America. I can never support him again.
And that's a big deal for him. When people like yourself who are in the media, and he's very savvy with the media, Trump, that is a big deal for him. All right, well, Joe Walsh, thank you for your time. One last question. Who do you think will be the next president of the United States?
Oprah.
Well, I thought it was either Kanye West or Oprah, Joe. Thanks, right, mate.
Joe Walsh, thank you for speaking to us. You can find...
You guys are great. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
But on 131060, we did ask for those who work in and around supermarkets.
Yes. I was doing the food shopping just 2 days ago, and I was in the self-checkout area.
Yep.
And I had my bags because it's not that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you just remember to put them back, or you get your kids to do it. You just put them back in the car. I had my bags. I did feel smart, guys. And around me, I watched people just disintegrate into emotional wrecks. And the poor young 15-year-old girl who was supervising, making sure, you know, people don't steal things or put in the wrong bananas.
Mm.
She was just getting berated.
Oh, not really.
There's no plastic bags. Why can't I? Are the plastic bags free? Do I have to pay? Why do I have to pay? Oh. I don't have a bag. What do you want me to do? Carry it out to the car? And I ended up giving a couple bags to this little old lady who I felt sorry for. And again, felt so smug. But I am amazed at how much people are losing their minds. And you two are not.
I counted. I have now bought 21. I did. I counted yesterday because I bought 3 more.
21.
And Coles has brought out these ones that have got little fishes on them. I think they're trying to guilt me even more into the environmental nature of it. And so I am now, I counted, Grant, I'm up to 21 reusable bags since this started.
Get it together,
is
brother.
Is it just a pile like in your cupboard where they just hide?
It takes up half of the boot on one side of my car.
Just leave them in there then.
I do. And good. Then I go inside without them and then come back. And when I open the boot, I go, off. They would have to be stapled to my face for me to go, oh, I've got one of those bags.
You know, my local has a lovely lady that stands out the front and says, have you got your bag?
Smart. Good.
Have you got your bag?
That's good help. Smart. Good help.
Have you got your bag? And so many people go, yes, no, and they run back to the car.
Well done for you to leaving them in your car, because when this first came along, I was like, yeah, you just got to be organised. It's going to be fine. I end up finding I'm the most unorganised, and you take it all inside, you unpack it all, you put it in the cupboard, you go jump back in your car, next time they're not there. Like, because
just put them back.
We don't do the weekly shop anymore. Does anybody do a weekly shop anymore? We only ever grab stuff ad hoc. As we go on the fly. So
what kind of maniac life are you living? How do you pack the school
you
lunches?
You do a once a week shop?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Every Sunday.
We probably go 3 times a week and just grab smaller amounts.
This is where you're falling. Because if you then you get in the routine.
I don't change my habit just because of bags.
You have to change your habit. That's the whole point.
Yeah, that's the whole
idea. You need to specifically change your habit. But this is having a trickle on effect to some real victims. The real victims.
They are. It's people who work at supermarkets. Yes. Like Kathy from Picton. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how you going?
Oh, we're okay.
Oh, you're okay.
Not really. I'm on my way to work now and I'm shaking and dreading going to work today.
Oh, no. Oh, what's happening to you, Kathy?
Just people being annoyed and cranky and getting abusive at you because they have to bring a bag and like it's the end of the world.
Kathy, can you believe the tantrums that are going on at the checkout?
It's not your fault.
Yes and no. I sort of, the way people act sometimes in the supermarket, I can, but then I'm like, it's not that big a deal and it's for a reason. So why is it so hard?
I agree, Kathy.
Do you attempt to try to explain the system and the benefit, or do you just, like, you just cop it?
I've tried a few times when people start to get really, really have a go. I'm like, do you not watch TV? Do you not see the pictures, the video of the ocean, what's happening? Like, you know, how can you watch that little turtle having a straw put out of its nose or having bags wrapped around its head and not think, I have to do something? It's crazy.
Good on you, Kathy.
And what do they say?
They're just like, oh, I've had people actually say to one of the girls I work with that they don't believe it. It's a load of garbage.
You know,
that's the point. It's a load of garbage.
Supermarkets, supermarkets need to hire Sea Shepherd staff to work at the checkout. I know you're against them, but imagine the lectures they could give out.
Oh, that's true. Actually, like, you'd be so bored, you'd go and get bags.
Just get me the bags.
Kathy, well done. Hey, I'm going to send you a Christmas in July hamper from Lurpak because you're always working with other people. You get beautiful Christmas in July. And here's Stacey. Stacey from Campbelltown. Stacey, you work at a supermarket.
Hey guys.
Hello.
What's
happened? At a supermarket.
We just cop abuse all the time because of these bags. Like, it's not our fault. It's not. We didn't make the decision. It's not even the companies. It's other states have it as a rule. You can't use bags. Like, people just have to remember them.
And what do you want to say, Stacey, to the people of Sydney when the next time they're at the shops and there are people, friendly checkout staff are there? What do you want to say to everyone?
Just please remember them and don't bag the staff. It's not fair on us. We don't make the decisions. And Audi have been doing it for so long.
Exactly, like, I was just going to say.
What is the problem with Coles, Woolies, anyone doing it?
Yeah, you're right.
It's okay for Audi.
I'm a long-term Audi shopper, and if you don't take a bag, you end up in the boxing area of shame.
Yeah,
so you actually know to take your bags. Maybe that's why.
Thank you, Stacey. Tickets to go and see the movie Skyscraper for you. Aaron, that's the message. Don't abuse people who work at supermarkets.
Yeah.
Save that abuse for Grant Denyer when you see him in the street.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate that. It's a good heads up.
The Real Insurance Sydney Harbour 10K and 5K run happen on Sunday, 29th of July. Now, why not be a part of Sam's Rainbow Run team or donate? You head to the Love Your Sister Facebook page. We, of course, are talking about the charity founded by the wonderful Samuel Johnson. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Ed. How are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Now,
TV's Grant Denyer.
Yep.
Now, the last time that you two were together was this moment.
It's finally here. Oh, my God. It's Grant Denyer. Oh, wow. God, that took me back.
Tingles.
Remember back then?
We were so young and hopeful.
Oh, weren't we?
You grabbed me, mate. You gave me the biggest cuddle and you said, get ready for the best year of your life. What did you mean by that?
Oh, look, I don't know, Grant. It's kind of one of those things, like the Logies, you can ho-hum about them, and you can think, yes, whatevs, but it's different when you win one.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, and it's nice.
Like, I spent my whole career just kind of going, Logie, don't need one, don't want one. Wouldn't admit it if I did.
Yeah.
and then you got one.
And then you get one, and you're like, maybe it means the world to me. But like, I was just, the amount of happiness it caused me, because it enabled me to, it opened up all of my dreams in terms of my work outside of showbiz.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And then watching it happen to Grant,
mm-hmm.
mate, it was, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. It was extraordinary to watch it, to be the only guy up there with him, right there watching the whole thing. And then when you got off stage, I don't know whether it's because we're in the Gold Coast and they don't know what they're doing up there because it's the first year or whatever, but Grant came off stage, there was no one there for him.
Oh.
There was no one there.
There was nowhere to go, what to do.
He was left to buckle. Found weeping in between two gearboxes.
Wow.
And I ended up having to take him to the media room.
Because otherwise
you escorted him.
I had to chaperone him. So you win your award, yeah. Grant. You get off the stage and he was abandoned.
I looked like a lost toddler at a shopping centre.
When I watched you have that little moment with yourself in between those two big boxes of gear, Grant, I've got to admit, I actually fell down to my knees and my arms went to my cheeks. And
I was actually
crying watching you cry.
Thank you, mate. It was a magical moment. Saying, you know how you just said how much it actually ended up meaning to you, the Gold Logie. You then went to, straight after winning it, retiring from acting to pursue and continue your wonderful work with your sister charity.
Can we pause on that? Because that's what we want to talk about next. The website is loveyoursister.org. We want to talk about how the charity's going, and of course being part of Sam's Rainbow Run team for the Sydney Harbour 10 and 5K. Yes. Samuel Johnson is our guest. Plenty more with him next.
Got stuff to do but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
The Real Insurance Sydney Harbour 10K and 5K run. They happen Sunday, July 29th. Sunday week, there you go, mate. Sam's Rainbow Run team. You can donate or head to that Love Your Sister Facebook page, loveyoursister.org. Samuel Johnson, nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Ed Cavalli.
So you've already raised $7 million.
Inching towards eight. We're closer to eight than seven at the moment. Me and my sister promised that we'd try and raise 10. So we've got a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, you really do.
Yeah. It's only another two mil, cough.
It's an amazing run so far. Obviously, you won the Gold Logie and then you decided to sort of give the game away to continue to do this full time. Was that an easy, hard decision for you?
I don't know. If you won the Dally M, would you quit the year you won it?
Well, that's interesting. In the rugby league, yes.
You know, for me, I had other important stuff to do. I would love to have stuck around and made some coin and gotten some work.
How much?
Once you get a Logie, it's a bit easier to get work.
Well, how many showbiz jobs have you turned down since you stopped doing it?
No acting jobs. A couple of reality TV jobs, but really, yeah, phone's not ringing. I'm not missed. That's for sure.
Yes, you are.
I'm not trying to work out whether it's my talent or the behaviour over the years.
Well, look, I think it's a little. It's definitely a lot of talent. You have lots of talent.
I don't know. I think it must have been my professionalism then. my professionalism.
Right.
So I don't think they could contain you. Knowing I've known you for a bit now.
Well,
and
if they can't contain O'Keefe, then they certainly can't contain me.
I don't think they could contain you. And I think you found your calling. I think you found somewhere that all your bigness and heart and passion, it doesn't frighten people. It ignites them.
Mm. I suffer from a bad case of enthusiasm.
Yeah, and you terrify people.
I do. I'm too much.
I am from that school. I understand you.
So small doses guy. I suit like radio segments and stuff. Yeah. But, I mean,
not
once,
a whole three
once
hours.
Once it's like the three-course dinner, it's like, it's get the guy out of here.
So the Rainbow Run, are you actually running?
Oh, I'm running. I'm not just running.
Been training,
I'm not just running. I'm going to be dressed as a rainbow.
Oh, good.
Uh, And I'm going to be skipping gaily if I meet my fundraising target. And I'm doing it with my alive sister. And she's going to be marching. She's a prison officer. So she's marching the 5K. And I'm going to skip gaily for 10 kilometres. I figure if I can unicycle 16,000 Ks, I can.
I once did the city to surf when I was when I was younger. I used to do the city to surf. Yeah. And I'll never forget how embarrassed I was when I was going up Heartbreak Hill, a.k.a. New South Head Road. This is a true story. And we're sort of halfway up near one of the private schools there. And I was absolutely dying.
Was it Heartbreak High?
Heartbreak High, part of it was filmed at my old high school, but that's a story for another day.
Okay, sorry.
So as I was running up Heartbreak Hill and I was dying, someone ran past me doing it backwards. They were running backwards.
That's just showing off.
Oh, you know what? That's the person you'd want to see trip over.
Yeah, they did.
Not looking where they were going.
So running is a rainbow.
We've got hundreds of people in our team. And the whole idea is to paint the harbour a human rainbow thingy colour style thing.
Excellent sell.
So the dream is just like a whole bunch of mad humans dressed as rainbows running the harbour on Sunday.
Can be done.
Well, you need to do it. Just go and check out the Love Your Sister Facebook page. It's
while
a
we're
whole
at
community.
It, we also need a couple of volleys. If anyone doesn't like running or whatever, we're keen for volunteer help as well to help hand out drinks and whatnot. So the Love Your Sister Facebook page for that.
Go to that page. Volleys. Everything's there. They're an amazing community. Samuel Johnson, you just keep doing you, buddy.
Yeah.
We love you and we need more of you.
Thank you and well done, Grant.
It's great to have you there, mate. Thank
I'm
you
bloody,
so much.
Bloody proud of you,
the little moment we shared backstage was pretty special. I'll remember it forever.
Yeah, me too, to be honest. But before we get too kind of...
Well, it was actually
he's already taken his headphones off, guys. Sam's got places.
All right, got to go.
See you, mate.
Guys.
Love your work. See ya. Daddy Dania, Adventure Dad, what are you doing today with the kids?
Big day for the girls. We're going out to see Special Disney on Ice.
Where's that happening?
Homebush. Massive spectacular. It's the 30th anniversary, so you've got all the amazing characters and princesses all in the one
We've actually rustled up some tickets. So if someone else, if people are thinking, oh, gee, I might like to go to that, 13 10 60, we've got some tickets to go to Disney on Ice.
And why wouldn't you?
At Homebush. But I believe there's been an issue, Grant Daniel.
You would have thought that would be the happiest day in their little lives, considering they're 2.5 and 7. But oh, no, because it's all about the costuming. It's all about going right. It's all about going in character and going to the next level. Sailor's going as Cinderella, except she's blown her top because her mum couldn't get her real glass slippers or a crown with diamonds.
So she's, are you joking? Is he taking this seriously?
She's spitting chips. Yeah, no real glass slippers. Oh, mum.
Who does glass slippers? Do Skechers do those? Like, who does?
You make them.
You'd have to
glad wrap them. Yeah. You glad wrap the child's feet.
Does anybody glass blow anymore? That might be pretty hard to find. Scouts, she's not happy
either.
No,
I want to talk about the diamond crown.
Okay, yeah.
And she wants the diamond crown too. Yeah. Well, that's easily
real
fixed,
diamonds.
Surely. Tell me about Scouty. Who's she going as?
Scouty's a little unhappy. She's going as a cross between Elsa and Anna from Frozen.
Oh,
right?
I love
she
a hybrid.
Decide. She kind of she likes one a bit of feature from this one and a bit of that one, so she's made a little mishmash. Although she really wanted to go as Olaf,
the snowman.
Yeah.
Why couldn't she?
Well, because we didn't have anything that could make a snowman outfit.
You don't have a carrot.
Yeah, you just jam it on her nose.
Just go get some foam and put her down. She's wearing foam and a little stick. But make her wear brown gloves as stick arms, and then a carrot. Oh God, I need to hijack your children.
You
this is not good
easy.
Enough.
Now Amanda's from Parramatta. Amanda, would you like to go to Disney on Ice? Amanda,
you there?
Yeah. Hello.
Do you want to go?
I sure do.
Who would you like to take?
My 3-year-old niece is obsessed with Donald.
Donald Duck.
Left field.
Really?
Left field.
I love that.
This generation.
Yeah, it's different. I like it.
Yeah, me too.
All right, you're going. Amanda, you're going to Disney on Ice.
Donald's my favourite Disney princess.
Thank you so
much. Yeah, you're welcome.
If you see a little girl hurling a carrot at her parents, that is Scout Dania unhappy with her costume.
She wanted to go as Olaf.
Well, can we put the pictures up? When you finally do get the costume, can we put the pictures up?
And it's Disney on Ice, 100 years of magic. I may have said 30. It's 100 years. I think my girls are treating this as an audition just to join them permanently.
That's so cute.
One simple subscription and you get back-to-back podcasts from Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. One simple change can make every day epic. And with new Optus prepaid plans, every recharge is epic.